Greetings to everyone. This is Sammy from the ESP Lab, and I welcome you to our conference call today. And I say, let there be light. The living light is real, and it will work for you. It is fun to be alive today and every day. Let's all count our many blessings. Let's bless our day. I bless you. I bless each and every ESP Lab member and guest. So let's bless each other and our life experience, and we will be blessed. I'm thinking today of my friend Al Manning and the immense treasury of good ideas and practical spirituality that he left behind for all of us. Part of my job as ESP Lab president is to keep this fun wisdom alive and multiplied. In our October newsletter, we quote Al saying, "The mystic light is real and will help you. No need to worry about overexposure or taking more than your share. There is abundance for all. We suggest you tune in to this powerful spiritual energy, at least upon arising and at bedtime, and also with our monthly light meditation, which for the month of October is the orange light of illumination and mental clarity. Just sit quietly and picture yourself basking in a beam of bright white light, as if a searchlight were beaming down on you from the ceiling above your head. Let the wonderful energy bathe you for a few minutes, then affirm, I accept the loving help of the living light. It flows into all areas of my life experience, making my path easy, healthy, prosperous, loving, and meaningful. I thank the infinite source of all for this magnificent help. This opportunity to turn to the light is available to all people, regardless of nationality or religious perspective. And this universality of the light is one reason we have different faiths and denominations tuning in to our ESP Lab fun spiritual perspective. Now, in November, we're going to be switching from the orange light to the blue light as the light emphasis for the month. And I will tell you that the blue light has long been an important part of my life since I was 16 years old, and that's for 46 years now. And it was at that young age that I read that the blue light is associated with Raphael, the divine archangel of healing, whose name means God heals or God has healed. Raphael is recognized in the monotheistic traditions of Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. And personally, I began the practice of laying on of hands at 16 and have kept up that practice ever since, now focusing primarily on long-distance spiritual healing for our membership and still with the practice of the presence of the blue light. So here is a blue light prayer chant to be added to your meditation. Let it transform your life with the sparkling blue light of healing, protection, and success. Higher power, send the light to me. Higher power, send electric blue to me and to we. Heal our bodies and affairs, bring creative thoughts to bear. Higher power, send the light that sets us free. Now, if we use our healing chant daily and memorize it, then it will play a constant song in your head, and this is a good thing to do for you right now. So, that is my little introduction to our conference call today. I'm lighting the universal light candle on my altar in invocation to the creative spirits of light and life. And this is scheduled to be a prosperity declaration. And it was prosperity that originally attracted me to Al Manning's work. I had some business failures, and a friend of mine gave me Al's Helping Yourself with White Witchcraft book. I said, I wonder if there's anything that would help with prosperity, I turned to the chapter on making prosperity powder. I made some as a test, and that was in fall of 77. And it worked so well that the following spring, a reporter from the San Diego Union came up and interviewed me and wanted the prosperity blessing. She received it. The next week, the IRS wrote her back that she had misfiled her taxes and that she would be getting a $1,000 additional refund. And I said, well, I would be using the prosperity powder for as long as it worked, and it's been working well ever since. I don't know how many of you have been tuning in to my loving, goofy attitude that we have in the October newsletter of money is falling out of the sky. Now, my bookkeeper has said that for the last 2 weeks as she's been counting the new accounts and new funds that had been coming into my business account. She's been saying, because she's on the mailing list, money is falling out of the sky. So our words have power, and our thoughts shape reality. And our words are shaping the physical universe through taking our thoughts and making them real in the material world. So whether we count ourselves as practical magicians or not, we all are divine, creative spirits living in a body, living in a material world, but still with that great inherent natural power to shape our reality. So the original chant that, so as I was looking, let me backtrack for a second. So as I was looking at Al's chapter, I was an herbalist. I had an herb company in San Diego in the 70s. It owed me $10,000, but they were overdrawn $15,000 on the checking account. So that was one of my financial problems. So my second prosperity blessing, I went into the herb company and I told them, well, you guys owe me 10 grand. So, and of course, this is in the late 70s when 10 grand was still a lot of money. In any event, I told them that they needed to allow me to do a prosperity declaration in the warehouse, which we had about 30,000 square feet in San Diego at the time. So I had sold my interest to a worker-owned collective that kind of driven the business into the ground. They're $15,000 overdrawn on the checking account. No one's getting paid. So they were all amenable. And so they advanced me the ingredients for the prosperity powder, which was sandalwood and cinnamon are the two main ingredients, and some frankincense and myrrh, and I followed the original recipe, and I stirred it up. But one thing I liked about what Al pointed out in his book was all herbs have properties, which as an herbalist, I was familiar with the healing powers of herbs and the medicinal powers of herbs, like simple things like cayenne pepper, boost your immune system and is loaded in vitamin A, or garlic is a blood cleanser. And things like golden seal and echinacea can boost your immune system. So I was familiar with medicinal aspects of herbs, having studied with White Deer, who had a PhD in horticulture, as well as being a Sioux medicine man, and other herbalists. So I was a knowledgeable herb grower, herb harvester, herb entrepreneur. So in Al's book, he was saying in his chapter on prosperity that the universal mother, or Mother Nature, mother of a thousand names, is pleased on a magical level when there are herbs that are mixed in a formula and then offered up to her for her blessing, if you would. But the point was that sandalwood, for example, has the metaphysical energy of, hello, if you are going to have background noise, you can hit star 6 to mute the background noise, and star 6 again to unmute the background noise. And we are going to keep it open. People can comment. We're wanting to have some fun here. This is a very fun story for me because it gets to the roots of how I met Al Manning and became his close personal friend and developed a student-mentor relationship for many years. In any event, the Prosperity Powder had some principles. One was that herbs, in addition to coffee gives you a buzz and the hops and beer will put you to sleep, besides the physical energies that herbs provide, they also have spiritual energies. So right now, just for a minute, I'm going to turn to some of that wonderful sage and just purify and bless our circle. As I light this fire and make this white mountain sage, as I burn this, it has the spiritual properties of protection, peace, purity. And as I burn this sage, I know that this space and the spiritual space of our circle that we have created here today through our intention to be here and be connected, that our space is purified and blessed on seven planes of reality. And I know as the smoke rises, the Mother of the Universe blesses us with purity, peace, and protection. So I do have a candle going. I am at my altar. I do have some money-attracting incense going that Star Woman gave to us. I am burning the sage. We are setting the stage for a little prosperity ceremony and declaration at the end. So anyway, back to the herb company. So in the meantime, I had gathered up the basic ingredients and tuning into the astrological significances. On a Thursday night, on Jupiter's hour, I made up a batch of the first prosperity powder. And I had, before I went to the herb company, I had a group of friends who were all unemployed and financially challenged. So I said, we'll do a prosperity declaration for each of us participating. Now, so we sprinkled the powder over our wallets and into our hands with, hello, welcome now. We sprinkle the prosperity powder around our circle, our wallets, and into our hands. And we did the original prosperity chant that went into the powder. And we found that several people got immediate blessings. One gentleman was unemployed for an extended period. He got a letter in the mail that an insurance claim that he was denied for 2 years, was now going to be responded to, and he was going to receive almost $7,000 unexpectedly. And I said, this stuff works. I'm going to try it again. So that was the point. I went to the herb company. You guys owe me 10 grand. You guys are all broke. We need to put this prosperity powder through the herbs in the warehouse. And so we did. And we danced and sang like children. And the prosperity chant in the original prosperity powder went, our words have power as of old, so hear us now, good gnomes and trolls. Bring us silver, bring us gold, bring the lush green stuff that folds. Quickly now, have fun with me and dance with magic, magic glee. Treasures bring most happily, as my will so mote it be. So we got crazy with it and we danced through the warehouse. And I said, well, this is interesting. I wonder if it's going to work. And of course, Al would always say, you don't have to have a lot of faith. You just have to have enough faith to try it. So next thing I noticed was one of the kids who was working there, 3 days later, went walking down the street, found a wallet with a $100 bill in it, no identification, and a saying from a master of the seventh ray. So he felt like he got a little blessing. The man who was the accountant for the company, that week, his father-in-law came in and said, "Son, I know you're having a hard time. Let me buy you and your family a brand new car to help you out." So, and then the next 3 months in the company's sales were the highest in the company history. They started filling the bank account back up. I started getting paid back. And there's a beautiful woodpecker with red wings on the fence outside my window. But in the event, I said that worked again. And so I started trying it, and we sprinkled the prosperity powder on some grants. We'd never been funded as a nonprofit educational foundation, but suddenly we took in over $400,000 in grants money in 2 years and hired 35 of our friends who were unemployed. So that's kind of the background of how I kind of dipped my toe into the ESP lab and into prosperity magic. Now, by the time the reporter had written about me for Easter Sunday and put me on the cover of the San Diego Union, and that story did go with the Associated Press all across the nation, by that time I had traveled to Los Angeles to meet Al. And so we started a relationship the following spring, and he became an advisor to, I was working with two nonprofits, a nonprofit church and a nonprofit educational foundation, and as a CPA, head of a church and nonprofit, he was the perfect person to consult with me. So that began our relationship, and I have loved being a member of the ESP Lab ever since. So one fun thing about being a member of the ESP Lab is the newsletter. And so our dear good buddy Al did ask me to take over if anything happened to him. And this was reconfirmed by his wife and son and the board of the ESP Lab as he did make his transition, that it was a final wish that he had. And I did tell him, "Sure, Al, I would do that," even though I do know that the ESP Lab can be a lot of work in addition to being a lot of fun. But I felt like it was a good discipline. So today we are wishing you rainbows and waves of fresh, new good fortune pouring in now, with greetings to all our ESP Lab members and guests as we celebrate fresh, new good fortune. So I think that what I would like to do now is I would like to switch gears into a prosperity declaration for everyone who's participating today. And what my suggestion is, if you have a piece of paper, you might take a moment and write down a prayer. If you have a chalice that you want to fill with water, we are going to be holding that up to the universe and asking it to fill it with every good thing that we need for our body, mind, and spirit. So those are two things you can do, and I'll give everybody just a couple of minutes to get that together. And I'm as I'm getting my own prayer together, I'll ask if there's any comments and feedback or questions as we get into the next ceremonial phase. Anybody?
Oh, that's just a very interesting story, Sammy, and I just want to say I'm really happy to take part here. It's 9 o'clock in the evening here in Germany, and I really enjoy.
Well, I'm glad that you could be with us. And we do love all the ways we have to participate in the lab here. And the basic bottom line is, let's see how we can make it better and better for folks.
Yes.
Okay, everybody getting their prayers together?
I'm trying to get mine.
Yes. Did you get my birthday wish for you on your recording?
Did I hear the birthday wish, Millie? I didn't. I think Sunshine mentioned that you called with a birthday wish, but in truth, I don't remember that. So I'll take it now, though.
Okay, I thanked you and I didn't cough. And
I'm sorry. I did get the birthday song. I do remember now. When you say did you sing? Yes.
Yes.
I did hear that, and I couldn't quite make out the name, and I wasn't quite sure if it was you or your sister, but it sounded like May. So thank you for that song.
I don't think I even said my name. I just started singing to you.
Well, I did get a birthday song, and I did appreciate all the little messages and fun notes and cards that I got from our members. It's always good to be loved and appreciated, and I certainly accept my share.
I mean, I sang so long to you. I mean, the recording stopped on me, okay?
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. I sure hope you had a good birthday. 62.
Yeah, well, it was nice and quiet the way I like it.
And you know what I said on there, Sunny? Please make him a birthday cake. Sunshine, make him a birthday
cake. She did. Sunshine
did
make a birthday cake. She did.
Thank you, Sunshine.
I did suggest to her that if she bakes again next year, that she doesn't use all the sugar and hydrogenated and everything. But I love my birthday cake and. And, of course, Sony's that way every day.
Oh, that's great. So you have sunshine every day.
Well, and she just called. Yeah, we do have sunshine, and we do have my doggies, and we do have my friend Glenn, who is my maintenance man and helps me with my doggies. And I do have my grapes growing and my pears. And I have hundreds and hundreds of birds in the yard. Every day, and I really love that, and I love the blue sky, and right now in Durango, we have beautiful orange oak leaves and yellow leaves, and so it's turning very fall here.
Yes,
all right, anybody else before we get ready for the ceremonial part, and we'll have a little chance to talk at the end, and we'll take off the recording and just be free to talk. Anybody have any other comments? Questions before we get in. Now, the idea with the magic ceremony is you want to bring your best mind, your magical energy, to the altar and to your magic space. Your magic space is a place to bring positive energy, creative energy, light energy, and to keep building that energy. And I've almost got my prayer ready. And what I'm going to do with prayer, and my prayer is for me personally and for all of us, we're going to burn it in the prayer bowl and offer it up. And with the chalice, we're going to offer it up to the creative sparks of light to bless us. And you can participate or you can just listen. So, are you folks with me? Are you ready to switch gears here?
Yes.
I'm ready.
Lend me your minds, for we are all magic minds. Reach with me with your creative energy to the east, to the great lands of illumination, to the power of the light, and invoke the creative fire of the orange light of illumination here and to this space, saying, and repeat after me, welcome, East.
Welcome, East.
Welcome, East.
Welcome, East.
Now reach with your minds and hearts and spirits and great creative energy to the lands of the West, to the lands of the air, to the energies of higher mind and wisdom, and invoke that great power into the center of our circle to be here with us, and repeat after me, welcome, West.
Welcome, West.
Welcome, West.
Welcome, West.
And then we reach with our creative energy and our spiritual energy and our material energy to the lands of the South, to the great treasuries of the earth, and we bring that force of life and light into our circle with our intention and say, welcome, South.
Welcome, South.
And now we reach to the great North, the lands of the waters of life, and the waters of wisdom and healing and divine creative energy, and we say, welcome, North.
Welcome, North.
And we reach to the great sky above, pulling that great creative energy into our circle, saying, welcome, sky above.
Welcome, sky above.
And then we reach to the earth beneath our feet, and we pull that energy into our circle, saying, welcome, Earth.
Welcome, Earth.
And now I'm relighting my sage. I am lighting more sage to bring purity to this great circle, purity and protection. And I know that as the sage burns the past that we would be free from, is burned away, and we let go of our pain and our poverty. We let go of our confusion. We let go of our mistakes, that we may be new as this moon that comes tomorrow is brand new. So today, we let go of the past, and we accept the new. We accept the new good fortune. And that new good fortune is symbolized by our prayers, which we will be offering up to the spirit of the great white light. Now I'm lighting a golden candle with two flames. As I light the fire, that is she. I light the island. That is we. I light the fire. That is he. That together we may be. And knowing that we have invited the power of the universe, the male and the female creative divine force, to be with us today, we place this candle upon our altar, knowing that they join us. And I am going to now place my lab star, my power star from my newsletter, under my orange candle, my golden candle, my candle of illumination, in oneness with the creative energy of the ESP lab, and aligned with the good for our ESP Lab membership. So now, we are going to offer up a chant of protection from Al's WW book called The Postulant's Invocation of Protection. Spirit of the Great White Light, burn away our psychic night. Let us feel your loving care. Bring us joy and love to share. Make of us your willing tools. Let fulfillment be the rule, that to all will be a light, saving others from the night. And now I'm holding up my chalice of water, of pure water, of purity, in my altar that's being renewed by the sage, and myself and all of us are being renewed by the sage and by our intention. And I'm holding up my goblet, my chalice of water, of pure water of life, to the east, to the west, to the north, to the south, to the mother of the universe and the father of the universe, to our merry spirit band, asking them to lend a hand. And we invoke into this water of life the light and creative energy of the positive, creative, universal forces, so that we may drink in togetherness, and that through this we may receive everything we need for the balance of our body, our mind, and our spirit. And now we will drink the water. And I'm going to pour just a few drops in my doggy's water bowl that they may share with us. And I say to my doggies and to you, share with us this water of life. And now I'm going to, I have here handy somewhere close, a little prosperity powder, and you can choose to tune in to the prosperity powder, and if, as good lab members, you send me a note and ask me for some, I'll send you some. I am going to make a new batch. I am running low. It's just a question of finding a nice time before Mercury goes retrograde, but in any event, this powder has the same original chant in it, and I'm going to do it for you, and I'm going to sprinkle a little onto my sage and into my candles that are lighted, and the chant goes, Awes have power as of old, so hear us now, good gnomes and trolls, to bring some silver and bring some gold, and bring the lush green stuff to folds. Quickly now, have fun with me, and dance with magic, magic glee. Treasure spring most happily, as my will, so mote it be. And I'm now going to add just a little bit more prosperity powder on this prayer I've created that is a blessing for you and me. And this paper is a symbol of all our true wishes, all our true desires, all our true needs, and we offer this paper up to the divine creative intelligence of the universe, Abraxas, male and female. And as I offer up this paper, I'm going to add this chant to it. Rama Agni, send the light to we. Rama Agni, send electric blue to we. Heal our bodies. Heal our affairs. Bring creative thoughts to bear. Rama Agni, send the light that sets us free. Rama Agni, send the light to we. Rama Agni, send the lush green light to we. Bathe us with your growth and love. Send abundance from above. Rama Agni, send the light that sets us free. And in tune with our orange light meditation in the lab for October, Rama Agni, send the orange light to we. Sweep away the clouds of mind. Leave confusion far behind. Rama Agni, send the light that sets us free. Rama Agni, send your powerful light to we. Sweep away the things that harm. Let them cause us no alarm. Rama Agni, send the light that sets us free. So now we will prepare to close our ceremony as we declare As the smoke from this prayer rises, we know the Mother of the Universe has heard our prayers and abundantly fulfilled them. So mote it be. And now let's reach up to the great sky and pull the love and power and creative energy of the bright blue sky into our being, saying, the sky spirits love me.
Hi,
you guys,
the sky spirits love me.
The sky spirits love me.
The sky spirits love me.
There we go. Now reach to the earth beneath your feet and pull up that treasure and supply of the earth into your being, saying, the earth spirits love me.
The earth spirits love me.
And now reach out to all positive sparks of life and light within the universe and pull that creative energy into your being, saying, all life loves me.
All life loves me.
And I love me.
And I love me.
And then we stretch out our hands to the altar and we say, and you guys repeat after me like a choir, it is done in togetherness.
It is done now in togetherness.
It is finished in togetherness.
It is finished in togetherness.
For we have set it in togetherness.
For we have set it in togetherness.
With Mother Nature. With our merry ESP lab band.
With our merry ESP lab band.
The creative sparks of life and light. And it is so.
And it is so.
So mote it be. And now we thank all the creative spirits of the universe who love us, or with us, participate here today. We thank you for your love, friendship, and help. And before we close completely, I want to send that rainbow light energy to all the creative spirits who have helped us and who are with us and who love us. And we want to take that positive, loving energy and sending it out to them. And I'm going to do it with Al's Rainbow Magic Prosperity Chant, which is, let there be rainbows and waves, rivers and streams, buckets and wheelbarrows full of money, good feedback, fresh increase, creativity, peace, love, harmony, positive publicity, just pouring in to you, to me, to all of our friends, to the ESP Laboratory, with loving thanks to all who help. So mote it be. And as I extinguish the flame that we have lighted here, I know that it is only a symbol of the greater light that is inside each one of us. Now I'm going to keep it going for a minute because sometimes there's some good questions that come in, but we'll see about a couple of questions or comments, and then I will turn off the recording and we'll call it a day. So any questions or comments while the recorder's still going? And I'll give you about 10 more seconds and I'm going to stop the recording and then we can just talk. All right, I'm going to stop the recording and I should be right there. So let's just see what happens now. Thank you for coming. Love and light and laughter to each one. And bless
you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sammy.
Thank you.
Hello now.
Yes. Hello.
Well, theoretically we stopped recording, but but you never know about these things. So if you don't want something recorded, my guess is we stopped recording. But I know once I hit the button and it kept recording anyway. But it's a beautiful day today. I'm happy to be alive. How about you?
Yes.
And we're happy to be listening to you, too, and enjoying your company as well.
Well, Willie, I miss hearing from you. We're glad to hear from you today.
Oh, it's a blessing to be with you guys today. It really is. Well, the weather.
All right, well, tell me something.
I'm sorry, go.
Tell me something good.
Well, I feel better since you sent me that letter with the blue light prayer. And also,
good.
I listened on the 14th when you and that Mona, your interview.
Yeah.
Did you listen to that? Okay, but you know what? I also wrote you a letter asking you if there's an 800 number for Balboa Press. Because I don't have a computer, so I can't do this online.
You wanted to get a genie book.
Yes.
Well, now do you have a Barnes & Noble in your neighborhood?
No.
Well, Barnes & Noble also carries it, as does Amazon, but I can look it up for you. It's not a big deal.
Oh, okay.
Could put that into the newsletter. I just I felt like I was kind of shamelessly promoting my book there for a while.
You weren't.
Okay, good. Well, you know, it really is a tribute to Al, and he was aware of the book when he was alive, and he actually wanted to publish it as a lab book. We don't quite do that anymore. Let me just see where their phone number is.
Okay.
Let's just look at their store here. I'll be looking that up while you're while we're talking here. I've got for the book author portion. Here's the bookstore. All right, what's on anybody else's mind?
I have a question. What's a good herbal tea to have in the morning, first thing other than just having coffee or water?
Well, are you talking about something that would give you a little energy, or what kind of a drink are you looking for?
Just for energy and to build up the immune system itself.
Right. Now, do you don't like coffee?
I love coffee. It's just that I only drink one cup. And
right.
I can't drink any more after that, otherwise it'll keep me awake later at night.
Right.
So I only have one cup. But throughout the day, other than just having water, because I don't drink soda.
Oh, well, that's good.
So I try to pay attention.
The first thing is... The first thing is that coffee is one of the highest antioxidant beverages around, and I guess more Americans get their antioxidants through coffee than anything else. So coffee does have health benefits in small, in regular doses, and also has some anti-cancer energy in it. What about tea? Do you like caffeinated tea, or is it all the same? Because each type of tea, has different health properties as well. It's just when you drink too much of it and it makes you frenetic that it turns into a problem. So I like black tea, I like green tea, I like coffee. What about hot chocolate? Do you like hot chocolate? Hello?
Yeah, not much me. I don't know about hot chocolate.
Well, hot chocolate you know, the sugar and the fat isn't great, but chocolate is another health food, if you would. It does have some stimulant in it, and it also, has a number of health benefits. It's one of the seven things that if you take it daily, you live longer. It enhances brain function. It's heart healthy. Having some chocolate in your milk or hot chocolate is something that also is something you could be doing. Now, did you ever try Red Zinger?
Not me. I take vanilla, though.
Well, Red Zinger is great. It's not caffeinated. The red comes from hibiscus flowers. It's high in vitamin C. It's not really, that it just gives you a mild stimulation. It's good for you though. And then as far as teas that boost immune system, there's a brand of teas, traditional medicinals, that have a number of immune boosting combinations that you can drink. Gypsy Cold Care, their Echinacea Golden Seal combination. They have a number of health teas that you can drink as an alternative to regular coffee. I guess I've worn that one out. Anybody else?
Oh, have you ever tried red tea?
Red Zinger is a red tea made from hibiscus flowers. Are you talking about something else?
Yes, it's called rooibos or red bush tea, and it's got no caffeine, and it's high in antioxidants.
No, I'm not familiar with that, but whatever works. Our world is abundant with many beautiful herbs.
I know rooibos tea. That's very popular in Germany and Europe. It's nice.
Yes, sure. It's here too.
It doesn't have any caffeine. It's very healthy, I guess.
Nice. Well, whatever works, And anybody else have a question or a comment?
Not for the tea discussion, but I'm really. Sorry for repeating, but I really love this conference call. It's really great. That's really good.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad that you tuned in. We were doing it for the summer, and I usually do it around the full moon. However, I wanted to do it on the new moon this time to get our energy together. I would comment that early November, Mercury is going retrograde. So about the next 3 weeks are the best time to get things done. Mercury retrograde will make things slow down and will challenge communication and business. So I tend to work double hard when the energy is direct, which I'll be really doing for the next several weeks. And then I'll be relaxing a little as we get into November and into the November holidays. So, Matthias, I appreciate that you took your precious time and tuned in today and that you enjoyed the conference call. Another way of taking the Al's good energies and the lab good energies and connecting, but this is I feel good about this this call. I will tell you that the prosperity powder, which we did burn today in the prayer for all of you, has worked just really well through the last 30 years that I've been using it, and have many amazing stories of people who were blessed and who suddenly had all kinds of new good fortune pouring in. And so we wanted to emphasize that for October, and for me, I have been, accepting more personal abundance than the last few months. I have a new level of prosperity simply by tuning in this way, And next month for November, we'll be tuning into healing and the blue light. And then in for December, we'll be tuning into spiritual love and the power of love as we get into the great winter solstice series of holidays. So.
Oh, I have a question. Is the blue light always related to November, or is it just accidentally? Or because you told about Archangel Raphael, which is related to the blue light, and this
right.
is always in November?
No, no. No, basically each month with the newsletter, we think of a theme. And how the theme gets driven, it really is by the requests that come in from the membership and the comments that come in from the membership. So when people are as I was writing October, I think we probably got more requests for prosperity. And so we had an issue that was related to personal prosperity and tied into mental clarity as related to prosperity.
Hmm.
So we have had more requests for healing than usual in the last month, and I felt that would be a good thing to focus on. It's not really November-centric. The theme is that's more November-centric from a USA perspective is that it's also about Thanksgiving and being thankful and being thankful for your success before you achieve it.
Hmm.
So we get into multiple themes, but the power of Thanksgiving and the creative power of the blue light as it applies to health, creativity, well-being, good fortune is a theme of our newsletter coming out that I'm almost done with.
Mm-hmm. I love that newsletter, really. It needed some time for me to understand everything because I wasn't so familiar with the lab work and stuff, but as deeper I get into it, the more I experience the strength after it. It's amazing.
Yeah, well,
amazing.
So, Matthias, I have to tell you that, for 30 years, one of my favorite things in my life was getting my newsletter from Al every month. And for a period of time, I lived in Hollywood when the lab was in Hollywood, and I could walk to my house to the laboratory. And so that was really a fun time. So I met Al in the spring of 78 and moved to Los Angeles in Hollywood, just about 10 blocks from the lab, a few months later. And we developed a great rapport and a fun friendship. And I did know his third wife. And then he and his third wife got into, a parting of the ways. And I met his fourth wife as he went to Texas. Well, then as he went to Texas, I went to visit him in Texas. But by the time I got to visit him in Texas, he was on his final wife, which was Virginia, who was wife number five. And they seemed really the best suited of they say fifth time is the charm. But for all that period, which was 30 years, one of the things I looked forward to every month was my newsletter. Because it was always fun, it was positive, it was upbeat, it would have different perspectives, it would have the light meditation. The testimonials are all about, not only just acknowledging that people have something good to say, but also for people to know if something good happens to this person, something good happened to you.
Hmm.
It's just like with sprinkling the prosperity powder. If I, if I was talking about it for a while, I would tell you this story and that story. I did one for my friend for his birthday years ago, and he was a vice president at Paramount. And so I did a prosperity blessing for his birthday, and it was at a time when Paramount was not giving raises among higher than 3%. Unless it was signed by the chairman of the board of Paramount. Well, he got a 55% increase signed by the chairman of Paramount. You know, that's an example. I did one for Michael Tuck, who was a newscaster in San Diego. The next month, they doubled his salary from $100,000 a year to $200,000 a year. I did a prosperity blessing for a rich Beverly Hills lawyer who went in, was forced into involuntary bankruptcy, and he was a friend. And I said, "I have a song to cheer you up," and he says, "Well, it should be a song about money coming in because that's what I need." And I said, "Well, this is the prosperity song," and I did the rainbow prosperity chant for him and left some powder with him. And 3 days later, his good friend loaned him $375,000 to meet payroll. And a week later, the bank that froze his last $800,000 of working capital advanced him a new $3.5 million line of credit. So every time you hear a story like that, your rational mind says, well, that doesn't make sense. But your spiritual self says, wow, that sounds possible. You know, and our good fortune doesn't apply to new money coming in. It applies to, you know, health, wealth, and happiness of all kinds. But for me, the newsletter, you know, and when I took over, I said, well, I don't know if we'll keep 10 members. I said, if we keep 10 members, then we'll have a basis point. And we kept most of our existing members at the time, which is about 600. And we are adding, we're adding about a member a week right now. But the newsletter is the key. So I said, the first thing is I have to get a newsletter out, and I have to get one out every month. And Margie, who was Al's secretary, helped me get the newsletter out for about the first 6 months. And then she had family business, and I took it on. But it's a discipline for me to write it in the style of Al's newsletter, and it forces me to put my mind in that direction. Hmm. But it is a powerhouse. I mean, just in terms of the structure, the power star. I'll tell you a story with the power star, just for fun. Hmm. All right, well, the power star is based on Al's book, The Magic of New Ishtar Power. And years ago, right after I joined, that was the new book. So I bought a copy, and I had my copy of Magic of New Ishtar Power for a week. And I was living in Hollywood, and I was carrying around with me, including the Power Star, because I'd just gotten it. Well, I went to visit a friend who was a record producer, and he had just moved into a new place, and I went to see him, but so many folks in the entertainment industry go up and down, like so many things. But anyway, he was on a down cycle, and I said, well, this is a nice place you got here. And he says, well, I'm down to my last dollar. And I said, well, I just read in the Ishtar Magic book a prosperity attracting ceremony. And I said, we should try it. I said, you need to put a dollar bill on the Power Star. Here, I'll loan you my book and my Power Star for a day, and then I'll come back and get it tomorrow. So I loaned him the book. I loaned him the Power Star. You put a $1 bill on, you put a green piece of paper or money or a dollar bill on it with your head pointing to the north, and then you start pressing on the star, and it's the chant goes something like, Nurgle Ishtar Marduk Bast, our loving friendship is here at last. Ishtar Bast, Marduk Nurgle, feel the power, drawing circle. You know, and so it went on and on, do your work so wonderfully and bring great fortune right to me or something. So we did this little spell together on the Power Star, and which was then an Ishtar Power Star. So I said, okay, well, we'll just let it sit in the morning. I'll come back tomorrow. And I came back the next day, and this is 1978. He had seven $100 bills on the star. And I said, that was fast. And he said, yeah, he said, it was really amazing. He said, right after you left, I decided to go for a walk in the park. I ran into a buddy of mine I hadn't seen in 3 years. He happened to owe me some money. He had $700 cash in his pocket, and he gave it to me. All right, well, that's an example. So for me, I have hundreds and hundreds of stories like that, and each one of it adds to your belief that it's possible for it to happen to you. I'll give you one other kind of fun prosperity declaration. So a friend of mine, and this was when I was still in that early, in late 70s period, living in Hollywood, and a friend of mine was had a cheap office in Hollywood, and he was also a record producer, actor, but he was a kind of a new age concert promoter guy. Any event, he called me. He said, Sammy, I need a quick prosperity blessings. I need $250 more for my rent. It's due at 4 o'clock. I don't have it. I says, okay, I'll get right on it. So I took his business card and I wrote on it, I declare a manifestation of $250 for Mr. So-So by 4 o'clock today. I took it and I sprinkled it with prosperity powder, just like I did the prayer today. And then I burned it in my prayer bowl. And so that was around 2 o'clock. Well, around 3:30, a guy walked into his office and said, man, that, and my friend had photographs from outer space. He had actually photographs of a volcano erupting on one of Jupiter's moons. And so this guy came in off the street into his office and said, hey, man, that picture is so cool. How much do you want for it? And my friend said, $250, and the guy just took the money out and paid him. So the thing of it is, when you see that again and again and again, it creates an expectation for you that it's going to happen again. Now, it happens better or worse in different times, but there's always an influence, always an effect. So with the newsletter and the that's part of what the testimonials do. They just say, yeah, the energy's still working and it's helpful. And here's the light meditation and you can participate in it with others. And then Michael, Al's son, is writing new stuff and new philosophy and new consciousness that he's creating. And I try to always have something that Al wrote, you know. So anyway, it's still working. So let it be better and better.
Yes, of course. Yeah,
as a newer reader of the newsletter, Matthias, I appreciate that you can feel the benefit of it. Because, so for me, when Al, passed suddenly, I did get a message from Spirit that my ministry was about to take an evolutionary leap forward. But as I took over the responsibility of the newsletter, I said, well, let's keep the newsletter going and let's see. That is like a foundation key for the whole rest of the lab because it sets the color vibration for the month, the meditation, new insight, testimonials, the power star. Okay, I'll tell you one funny story about the pyramid exercise, because we do that every month too, although we do it on a smaller scale. So in the old days, there used to be almost a 6-foot-tall white marble pyramid in the old Hollywood lab. When Al left, he just took the white marble capstone with him, which is what I have. But it was a true dimension pyramid after the Great Pyramid and made entirely of white marble, but you could sit inside it. So when I first went into the lab and I said, well, what's this? And they said, well, this is for the pyramid exercise. I said, well, what happens? He says, well, prayers come in from all over the world for the pyramid exercise. And on the 22nd, Al puts them inside the pyramid. Then for 7 days, he chants, let there be a complete manifestation of all the positive requests. Then on the 29th, they all get burned up, and everybody who's participating can say that too. I thought that was really neat, and it was tied to Al's work on pyramids and stones, because he felt that pyramids can enhance your thought forms just like marble can enhance your thought forms. So in any event, Willie, are you still here?
Yes.
Oh, good, because I do have a number for you. But in any event, and it was a free service to the membership. You don't have to pay a fee to get your prayer prayed over. And so as a newbie member, I tried it a couple of months, and I said, let there be peace on earth, more peace on earth, and that let there be more love in my life, and things that are kind of generic and maybe hard to quantify. So I said, well, I'm curious if I got real specific how I would do. And so I had a job in Beverly Hills at the time, but also had a ranch in San Diego. But in any event, I basically decided at this job I had, I deserved a $100 a week raise because I had been working hard. So I wrote, it was Valentine's Day, and I wrote myself a Valentine. And it must have been Valentine's 1979. I must have been a member for a year already. But so in any event, I wrote myself a Valentine, which was, I, Sam Rose, deserve a $100 a week raise effective March 1st. I said, that should be pretty specific. And I wrote it in a Valentine card, and I had one for me, and I had one for the lab. And I mailed it into the lab, and so on the 22nd, it went into the pyramid. On the 29th, it was burned up. And at March 1st, I was at my desk hoping for my raise. Nothing happened. And then the next day, my boss gave me a letter dated March 1st that effective today, March 1st, you, Sam Rose, receive a $462.12 a month raise.
Great.
So I got my $100 a week raise exactly on the day I wanted it. So I said, this pyramid magic is fantastic. And so a friend of mine, I told him about it, and he said that his fiance had been trying to get a job at the World Bank for 3 years. Would I put her name in the pyramid? I said, sure, let's try it. So my next prayer for the next month was let blank blank get a job at the World Bank as soon as possible. So the prayer went in the pyramid. The next month they contacted her, and she's been working there ever since. She still works there. So, that's why Al Manning's magic is a little bit different than a lot of other stuff out there.
Mm-hmm. And you still
so
do
I'm
this,
glad to help
pyramid
going,
magic?
And I'm glad that you're enjoying it.
And you still do this pyramid magic?
We do. We do this pyramid magic every month. So on the newsletter it says, send in your prayers by the 22nd.
Ah, this I didn't understand up to now. I didn't know about this. Yeah, okay.
Uh-huh. I did the same thing when I was a new member. I said, well, what the heck is this? And then I saw the pyramid, and then I tried it. And so it's just a free service of the lab. Now, another fun one that we do every year is we send out a, which we'll do with the December newsletter, we send out a Yo Saturnalia, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, group thought form card. And what we do is we put each individual who participates, well, first of all, you get the holiday greeting card in with the December newsletter. And then if you want to participate, you list your 8 main goals for the next year.
Uh-huh.
And then you sign it saying, whenever time permits, I will treat for the success of everyone's positive request in the holiday thought form exercise. And so what I tend to do is on winter solstice or thereabouts, I burn up all the prayers from the last year, And we start treating for the success of all the new thought forms cards coming in. And so it's really interesting to keep a copy of your 8 goals that you send into the lab, and then at the end of the year, see how many of them come true.
Okay, I do.
But so, you know, we try to keep it fun and entertaining and something different every month.
No, it's really like I experienced that there is a group set up, and even if I live on another continent, it's really that I can feel that there is a group spirit, and there is something going on when I concentrate on this power star or when I take part in the group magic day on the 22nd. You can really feel it.
Well, you
really
know.
Can, and you know what?
What?
Don't call in. And you're meditating, you know, just you could feel the energy and you go into it too. It's like you feel the lab and you'll start saying some of the chants, not knowing what they're doing, because we're like united, one big happy family. What one is doing, the other one can feel it.
Well, and, you know, the interesting thing, a thing I found very interesting about Al's lab, because part of the reason we all feel it is because it's been going on daily for 47 years.
Yes.
Somebody somewhere in the lab has been affirming positive magical ideas every day for the last 47 years. And
yes.
So that's an energy unto itself. And then you add in all the people who've read his 23 books and have positive thoughts related to that, because, you know, his ESP lab, his ESP book is back in print, as is his White Witchcraft book, and that ESP book sold over 150,000 copies.
Oh, good.
There's the group, there's the energy of the person, then there's the energy of the lab membership, then there's all the people who've been touched by anything that Al ever wrote, and it creates this collective energy that you can feel. And so it's neat that we're still feeling it.
And also
that it's alive, that it's still working.
And the ones that were members that passed on, you're feeling that energy from them too, because it's all one big mass of goodness.
Well, you know, and the other thing that's interesting is that we're all long distance, you know. I'm in Colorado.
Yes.
Willie, where are you?
I'm in Weirton, West Virginia.
You're in West Virginia, and Matthias is in Germany, and it's kind of like we're all connecting in spite of all of that vast distance.
That's right. That's great.
Sarah's in New York, and Constance in Georgia.
Okay.
Yeah! So that is great, and I do thank you today. I bless your good energy, and it's fun. And when you start seeing money falling out of the sky, do give me a hello.
Sure will,
okay.
And I you have that number for me for Balboa.
Well, I hope this is a good one. It is a number to Balboa, and they should be able to tell you. But it's 1-877-407-4847. And I appreciate the fact that you're going to look at my book.
Okay,
it's kind of it's a different book.
Okay,
but and we are getting some testimonials about it. So
slowly.
What's that, dear?
Could you do that telephone number again slowly?
Oh, slowly. Yeah,
yes.
I could.
Please.
1-877.
Okay.
1-877-407.
Okay.
4847.
4847. Oh, okay, that's good. I thank you so much, Sammy.
Well, I
and
thank
I want-
you. Always got something nice
well,
to say.
But I wanted to get it through them because I wanted you to get the kickback.
Well, we like to get that.
Won't you get some kind of little dividend for recommending them?
Well, I get a piece of every book that sells, and I make a donation to the lab for every book that sells. So, yeah, it's a fundraiser for me and the lab both.
Okay, this is good because you deserve something too, okay?
Might as well. All right, well,
yes.
It's great with you guys. You want to guys try to do it again next month?
Yes, of course.
All righty. Well, we'll look forward to talking with you then.
We enjoy you, Sammy, and thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless
can
now.
Can I still order the ESP Lab book and the White Witchcraft book?
The White Witchcraft book, we don't have at the lab right now. We have about six old copies that are kind of beaten up. But it's now distributed through Penguin Press. Penguin, yeah, they're a big world company. So you should be able to order it at any bookstore.
Okay.
And we're haggling with them because we haven't gotten our royalties for a while, but they may not know that even that Al is dead. So I've got our lawyer on it because we're entitled to the royalties for that too. So.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, but it's back in print, and you can get a brand new copy, and if you did go online, there's like 19 stores that are selling it.
Okay.
But you should be able to order it any place where you buy books.
You can get it on Amazon as a used copy. It's no problem.
Right, and now as a new copy.
As a used one.
Well, they've now re-released it, so you can now get new as well if you prefer.
And you as well. Yes, you told me. Yeah.
All right, anything else other than hugs and kisses?
No, back at you. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Soon.
Bye-bye. Have fun.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Have a good one until the next time.
Yes, till the next time. Bye-bye.
Yes, God bless you, Germany.
Sorry?
I said God bless you, Germany. I can't remember your name.
Matthias.
Say it again.
Matthias. Yeah.
Okay, God bless you, Matthias.
Thank you, God bless you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, you're welcome, and thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.